Police removed the 76-year-old Khieu Somphan from a Phnom Penh hospital where the ailing former president was being treated for a stroke. International court spokesman Rich Sambath said Khieu Somphan was brought to court Monday morning.
Mr. Khieu Somphan has been arrested with an arrest warrant by the co-investigating judges.
Khieu Somphan is the fifth member of the Khmer Rouge leadership to be placed in court custody. The court has yet to say what charges he faces. Other leaders, such as former Foreign Minister Aung Sari, arrested last week, have been charged with crimes against humanity and war crimes. Nearly 2 million Cambodians died through execution, starvation, disease, and hard labor during the Khmer Rouge's rule from 1975 to 1979. The Khmer Rouge emptied cities and forced people to work in farms to create an agrarian utopia. In a new book, Khieu Somphan denied that the Khmer Rouge's policies had been responsible for the mass killings. He said the Khmer Rouge struggled to defend national sovereignty and that coercion was used to make people work in farms to prevent food shortages. Other Khmer Rouge leaders denied committing any crimes. On Tuesday, the court will start pre-trial proceedings against Dutch, who ran a prison and torture center in Phnom Penh. The UN-assisted tribunal opened last year after years of negotiations between the UN and the government of Prime Minister Hun Sen, himself a former Khmer Rouge commander. Human rights groups and Khmer Rouge survivors fear that the aging and ill Khmer Rouge leaders could die before a verdict is reached. Hedda Bayron, VOA News, Hong Kong.